Moving closer to home, and now and last Friday saw Bangor City begin the second phase of the Welsh Premier League with a home match against Cefn Druids. In a game which lacked chances early on, Cefn Druids took the chances they did have to open up a two-goal lead. This sparked City into life, and at the end of the first half, they scored two in as many minutes, first through Sean Edwards' cracking 25-yard effort, before his namesake Ryan brought the scores level. In the second half, further goals from both the Edwards and the Sam Hart cross-come shot gave Bangor a 5-2 lead before Derek Taylor grabbed a consolation for Druids in the 95th minute. It was a fantastic comeback performance from Bangor, which delighted the majority of the 523 fans who did brave the cold weather and the Bangor players and coaches. This is what Bangor manager Nev Powell had to say.
You know, first two games of phase two, a draw away at Carmarthen and then a win at home to Cefn. You must be happy with the start you've had.
Yeah, definitely, you know, two good results really. Yeah, we could have had 6 points really because we played well at Carmarthen, but it's important that we went to the second phase. You treat every game like a cup final, and they're all capable of being, you know, winning, to be one of the games, Alan. I say we started the game a bit slowly the other night, conceded two goals against a run-up play probably, but you know, the lads had enough in the tank to turn it around, and you know, we should have had more goals really anyway. We should have won by more in the end because it was a great all-round team performance, you know.
Yeah. What do you think, what do you put the first two goals down to for them then? What do you think went wrong for the goals? Crucial timing with the goals again just before half time. What was said in the dressing room at half time, and what did you make of the second half performance? Were you worried Les would go off after that first booking because he and the Cefn Druids defence were having some words with each other?
Well, no, it's always in the back of your mind, but you know, you've got to be brave out there. You've got to learn to trust your players, and you know, Les is such an important player for us. You know, why bring off one of your big, you know, your big players for, you know, the physical presence of that back four? You know, you take Les Davis away and make it easy for him. So I just had to trust Les that he wasn't going to get sent off. He's experienced enough to realise what we need of him. So, you know, so he done that, you know what I mean? And he was a vital part of the win, really.
We had Ryan Edwards down as our man of the match, although it could have been him, Damien, Declan or Sean, really. Who was your standout performer?
Wins, it breeds confidence, and it's certainly doing that. You know, it's like early on in the season when we were losing games when we shouldn't have been losing games. You get in a bit of a rut and it's hard to get out of. Hopefully we've seen that through now. The players have come back there to play, so then we can get out of the mess that we're in.
Yeah. A great result on the whole, but where do you think, if anywhere, needs the most work before going into the next game? Which part of the pitch the team will you be focused on?
Well, obviously, we're scoring goals, aren't we? But we're letting a few in, so I think if we can just tighten up and not give too many, silly goals away, which, as you say, the last two league games against Camargue and McKevin Drews, we've conceded three, and we don't want to be going into games, don't have to score four to win every game, but I think if there's one where we need to tighten up on, it's just being switched on for the whole 90 minutes, and because we've got the players that are always going to score on their teams, and as you say, it's not just about the defenders defending, we start defending, every player's got the responsibility to defend on the pitch, and as you say, if we do that, we do need a couple of clean sheets somewhere along the line. If we need to win, two or three of these next, six, seven games, 1-0. To do that, we need clean sheets, and that's where the defence and the goalkeeper will come into play.
Mm. It's Connor's key next. Are you confident of that? And that one's a crucial one, given that Prestatyn played Kevin the night before, isn't it?
Well, every game's a six-pointer now. We're aware of you, and we've got to take one game at a time and go and win it as a cup final. And if we're on a playing day Saturday, we can win that game, no problem. We've got to be confident, we've got to get out there and do the job. The players realise that, I realise that. And as you say, come Saturday afternoon, everyone in the club's going to be up for it, and we could get them banger fans behind us as well. They were like a 12th man. If we can do that, there's no reason why we don't get the luck on the day and can go and get the 3 points, which would be another massive 3 points.
Well,
so that's banger manager Nev talking to Jamie, who's here in the studio with us. We were at the game with Mark. What do you guys think?
Great start offensively from Bangor. They were really good. They got on the front foot really early. Like we said last week, we know they can score goals. They have no problem with that. But we also know that they can concede. And like Nev said in the interview there, just an individual error really just was what the first one was down to. And then the second one was just a damn good goal. Got it together after half an hour, and with those goals coming just before half time, they had all the momentum going into the second half, and that really told, don't you think, Mark?
Yeah, I think obviously Bangor got that first goal, the crowd were lifted. Yep. They then got another, and I think like Nev said, we didn't really want the first half to end, because Bangor were on such a a roll. They really had the crowd behind them. They were feeling, you could see they were feeling more confident. But the second half, they came out with that confidence again. They went 5-2 up late on. Obviously, they then conceded that consolation in the 95th minute. But it was a very, very important three games for Bangor, and certainly something for them to take into their next game away at Connors Quay on Saturday.
So a good game. Do you think they can start climbing the table?
I think this weekend's, he said in the interview, he certainly said to me that every game from now on's a cup final, really, with the situation they're in. They got Connors Quay away on the weekend. That's obviously one of our predictions, but that game's actually more crucial, because in another game that takes place tomorrow night, actually, Prestatyn take on Kevin Druids, and Prestatyn are directly below, and Conway are directly above. Kevin are directly above Bangor, so a result in that game that goes Bangor's way, which would be a draw ideally, I think, or Prestatyn win, would be crucial for Bangor to get the win against Connors Quay then. And then certainly they got Prestatyn next week. I think Nev said today that he's never been more confident, so that reflects the mood in the camp, and hopefully they can start climbing up the table, because we all love having this Premier League team here to support, don't we?